Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata. Says India is progressing to become world's third largest economy. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to 5 important bills passed by the Parliament, including Regulation of Online Gaming Bill and Income Tax Act 2025. Supreme Court directs Election Commission to accept Aadhaar card or any of the 11 acceptable documents for inclusion of name in the voter list for Bihar SIR exercise. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says, India is building a robust defence ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development. Government sanctions 23 chip design projects under design-linked incentive scheme to boost country's semiconductor design capabilities. And in sports, Indian Olympian Ilavanil Valarivan clinches gold in women's 10-meter air rifle competition at Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, West Bengal this evening. He said that Kolkata holds a significant place in both the history and future of India. Addressing a gathering, he stated that as India progresses towards becoming the world's third largest economy, Damdam and Kolkata play a vital role among key cities.
कोलकाता जैसे हमारे शहर भारत के इतिहास और हमारे भविष्य दोनों की समृद्ध पहचान है आज जब भारत दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहा है तब दमदम कोलकाता इन शहरों की भूमिका बहुत बड़ी है इसलिए आज के इस कार्यक्रम का संदेश मेट्रो के उद्घाटन और हाईवे के शिलान्यास से भी बड़ा है यह आयोजन इस बात का प्रमाण है कि आज का भारत अपने शहरों का कैसे कायाकल्प कर रहा है।
He noted that before 2014, the country had only 250 kilometers of metro routes, which has now expanded to over 1,000 kilometer.
21वीं सदी के भारत को 21वीं सदी के ट्रांसपोर्ट सिस्टम की भी जरूरत है। इसलिए आज देश में रेल से रोड तक, मेट्रो से एयरपोर्ट तक हम मॉडर्न ट्रांसपोर्ट फैसिलिटी डेवलप भी कर रहे हैं और उन्हें आपस में कनेक्ट भी कर रहे हैं यानी एक शहर से दूसरे शहर तक लोगों को पहुंचाने के साथ ही हमारा प्रयास है कि उन्हें घर के आसपास तक सीमलेस ट्रांसपोर्ट मिले और इसकी एक झलक हमें यहां कोलकाता की मल्टी मॉडल कनेक्टिविटी में भी दिखती है
मोर फ्रॉम अ कॉरेस्पोंडेंट
Prime Minister inaugurated and flagged off 3 metro services, namely Noapara Jai Hind Biman Bandar, Beleghata Hemanta Mukhopadhyay and Shialdah Esplanade in Kolkata today. He also took a metro ride from the Jessore Road metro station to Jai Hind Biman Bandar. The 3 new metro routes will not only save travel time but also enhance connectivity. The Prime Minister also inaugurated a subway at the Howrah metro station. He also laid the foundation stone of a 6-lane elevated Kona Expressway of length 7 kilometers in National Highway. It will enhance connectivity between Howrah, surrounding rural areas and Kolkata. Kalyan Laha, Akashwani News, Kolkata.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Atmanirbhar Bharat is the motto of the time and highlighted India's strength under Operation Sindhu terror infrastructure in Pakistan. Addressing a public rally, the Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Kolkata this evening, the Prime Minister highlighted that the Ichhapur Ordnance Factory is contributing to making India self-reliant while generating employment.
अब भाजपा सरकार ने भारत की डिफेंस इंडस्ट्री को नई ऊर्जा दी इसका लाभ यहां की फैक्ट्री को भी मिला है आज ये फैक्ट्री आधुनिक राइफल और अन्य हथियार बना रही है इससे यहां छोटे-छोटे उद्यमियों के लिए नए अवसर बने हैं इन कारखानों के कारण दमदम बैरकपुर क्षेत्र में हजारों लोगों को रोजगार मिल रहा है साथियों इच्छापुर डिफेंस फैक्ट्री सिर्फ एक उदाहरण है
Mr. Modi criticized the Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal, alleging that crime and corruption have become the identity of the Trinamool Congress. Mr. Modi said the TMC government declined to join the Smart City Mission, resulting in people of West Bengal being deprived of the benefits of various development projects. Earlier, speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating the multiple development projects worth 12,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar, the Prime Minister said that Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defence strategy. Mr. Modi said that no one can escape after sending terrorists into India or planning attacks. He remarked that even if terrorists hide in the depths of the earth, India's missiles will bury them there. Mr. Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express train between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Koderma. Our correspondent reports that the Amrit Bharat train between Delhi and Gaya aims to improve passenger convenience with modern facilities, comfort and safety.
The Amrit Bharat train will offer an affordable high-speed rail travel, which will not only connect Gaya with the national capital, but also ease the festive rush during the upcoming Diwali and Chhath festivals. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Additional Divisional Railway Manager of Deen Dayal Upadhyay Division, Dilip Kumar said,
"Is train mein apatkal mein passenger driver se baat kar sake, isliye talk back sudha di gayi hai. Viklang logon ke liye toilet kafi sundar aur kafi aramdayak banaya gaya. Isme saath saath jo jag ka ek samasya thi hamare trainon mein, wo jag ko khatam karne ke liye coupler improve kiya gaya hai."
The train will primarily cater to those who cannot afford Rajdhani and Shatabdi Express trains. Several passengers expressed delight and underlined the importance of the train between Delhi and Gaya. The train will connect various remote stations with the national capital, making it one of the most convenient trains between the two cities. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Gaya.
President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to five important bills passed by the Parliament. Among these bills, Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill aims to encourage e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and related financial transactions. This act also has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. The President has also given her assent to the Income Tax Act 2025, the Taxation Laws Amendment Act 2025, the Institutes of Management Amendment Act 2025, the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2025, and the Indian Ports Act 2025. President Draupadi Murmu has prorogued both the Houses of Parliament, which adjourned sine die yesterday. The monsoon session of Parliament commenced on the 21st of last month. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to accept claim forms of voters online whose names are missing without insisting on the physical submission of documents. The bench also clarified that the claim form could be submitted with any of the 11 documents originally listed by the ECI or with the Aadhaar card. The order was passed by a bench of Justices Suryakant and Joy Mallya Bagchi while hearing a batch of pleas challenging the 26th of June order issued by the ECI directing the SIR in Bihar. The bench asked the political parties and their booth-level agents across the state to assist people who were unable to submit their enumeration forms and as a result had their names omitted from the voters' list. A total of 68 nominations filed by 46 candidates have been received for the upcoming vice presidential election. Out of these, 28 nomination papers filed by 19 candidates were rejected. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is building a robust defence ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development and creating a suitable growth environment for domestic companies. He said the country is marching towards the direction of building fifth-generation fighter aircraft and manufacturing the aircraft's engine. He said engine manufacturing is going to start in the country with the French company Safran. Speaking during an event in New Delhi today, the minister said the government has approved a new order with HAL to manufacture 97 Tejas fighter planes with a cost of 66,000 crore rupees. The government has sanctioned 23 chip design projects under the design-linked incentive scheme to boost the country's semiconductor design capabilities. These projects are receiving support to develop indigenous chips and system-on-chip solutions for areas such as surveillance cameras, energy meters, microprocessor IPs, and networking applications. Electronics and IT Ministry said that 72 companies have gained access to the industry-standard electronic design automation tools for their chip design projects. Domestic fertilizers production has witnessed tremendous growth in the past 10 years with record urea production. According to the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, over 306 lakh metric tons of urea production was recorded in the year 2024-25 with a growth of 35% in comparison to production achieved in the year 2013-14. Over 227 lakh metric tons of urea production was recorded in the year 2013-14. The ministry highlighted that despite the geopolitical situation which affected the supplies of fertilizers in the country, the government has taken steps to provide relief to the farmers by providing subsidies on fertilizers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth edition of Semicon India 2025 on the 2nd of the next month in New Delhi. The 3 days event aims to showcase the country's growing capabilities and ambitions in the microelectronics and semiconductor value chain. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Secretary of Ministry of Electronic and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, said for the first time, the exhibition will feature four international pavilions from Japan, South Korea, Singapore and Malaysia. On to sports, Indian Olympian Inna Venil Valarivan continued her impressive form by clinching the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. She showcased an impressive display of composure in the final, shooting a formidable score of 253.6 points to secure the top spot. This remarkable score sets a new national record. In Jammu and Kashmir, the three-day Khelo India Water Sports Festival is underway at the iconic Dal Lake that began yesterday in summer capital Srinagar. Today, Madhya Pradesh made a clean sweep of all the four gold medals at the Khelo India Water Sports Festival at the Dal Lake. Host Jammu and Kashmir added a gold to their overnight tally, while one gold was won by Odisha. Three more silvers left Odisha at number two in the medal standings. Life has been disrupted due to torrential rains in many districts of Rajasthan. There has been extensive damage at various places. The situation has become dire due to very heavy rains in Tonk, Sawai Madhopur, Baran and Kota districts. According to the Met Department, a maximum of 25 centimetres of waterfall occurred in Sawai Madhopur in the last 24 hours. Due to this, shops and houses were flooded and many houses collapsed. India has been re-elected as the chairman of the Executive Board of Asia-Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development, AIBD, with the highest votes during the 23rd AIBD General Conference held from the 19th to the 21st of this month in Phuket, Thailand. India is a founding member of the AIBD and Prasar Bharati represents the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in the organization. During the event, CEO of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, said, over the past 5 decades, Prasar Bharati has worked as a team within AIBD and will look forward to continue this collaboration. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, says India is progressing to become world's third largest economy. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to 5 important bills passed by the Parliament, including regulation of Online Gaming Bill and Income Tax Act 2025. Supreme Court directs Election Commission to accept Aadhaar card or any of the 11 acceptable documents for inclusion of name in the voter list for Bihar SIR exercise. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India is building a robust defence ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development. Government sanctions 23 chip design projects under design-linked incentive scheme to boost country's semiconductor design capabilities. And in sports, Indian Olympian Inna Venil Valarivan clinches gold in women's 10-meter air rifle competition at Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.